Welcome back to Feminist Book Club, the podcast. We're not just about feminist books. We are here for social justice, literature, and media in all its forms. But we do that through an intersectional feminist lens. Thanks for being here. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. My name is Renee Powers, and I'm the founder of Feminist Book Club. I've been the solo host of this show and its predecessor since 2017. Can you believe that? We shared an episode a week for over 200 episodes. But intersectional feminism cannot be contained by a single voice. And I've always thought that, and this has always been the plan. So I've asked some Feminist Book Club friends and colleagues to lend their voices to our newly revamped show. At least once a week, sometimes twice a week, we'll share a huge variety of segments. Some will be extra short, some will be a little longer, but no matter what the length, topic, or host, we'll always prioritize feminist voices and stories. Soon, you'll hear from each of them. They'll introduce themselves and let you know what kind of content to expect from them. So, allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm Renee Powers, an Aries to the core, a 3 on the Enneagram, Women's College and Women's Studies alum, a former theater kid, and a lifelong Midwesterner from Indiana, now living in Minneapolis by way of Chicago. I dropped out of a PhD program after 6 years of depression and anxiety, but I was studying gender and communication online. As the founder and CEO of Feminist Book Club, I lead this company from a feminist participatory action research method, which I've adapted from academia to a business model. This means we're a collective for good, compensating our contributors and our vendors as generously as we possibly can, and we donate 5% of all revenue every month to a different social justice organization. Ultimately, my goal for this business is to disrupt capitalism as we know it, to give way, to demonstrate a more just, equal, and liberated economy that prioritizes people over profit and rest over hustle. In my segments coming up in the future, you can expect to hear more about the behind the scenes of owning a feminist business, plus book recommendations, book reviews, and collections of books. Let's be real, I just love talking about books. I'll still share the occasional author interview, so don't fret if that's why you're here. If you want to find me online, honestly, the best place is through the Feminist Book Club social channels. For now, I'm the one behind our brand Instagram, Feminist Book Club Box. That could change in the future. And I do have a personal Instagram, which is at Belle Renee, BelleRenee. Belle as in Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but no, it's actually my college mascot because we were a women's college. Now, let's hear from our esteemed team of podcast contributors. I cannot wait for you to meet them. The day is finally here. Here you go.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lucy Pabst. I use she, her, and they, them pronouns, and I am your friendly neighborhood queer non-binary gal. Non-binary gal? Is that an oxymoron? I don't know. I'm going with it because it's my identity, and I get to decide that for myself. Whatever. That's a later existential crisis. I currently live in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is occupied Dakota land. I also grew up in rural Wisconsin, and I am a fresh college graduate, the baby of the bunch of podcasters here, so I am a Midwest person through and through. I'm also a Libra, sun with a Sagittarius rising and Capricorn moon. That identity is very important to me, and if you know anything about astrology, yes, I do go to therapy. I really like to read anything that falls into my lap with believable characters. The second that you write a character that doesn't feel real to me, I'm out. But I lean towards horror, usually. Stephen King is sadly a guilty pleasure of mine. Listeners can expect me to talk a lot about gender expression and sexuality, as that is my main wheelhouse, and I could go on and on for hours about queer theory. It took me years to understand it myself. I'm still learning, so I would love to pass on my knowledge. But you can also expect me to talk about environmentalism. My dream job is to work for the National Park System, and I would love to make parks more accessible and do more work on historical land use within the parks. So that's what you can expect from me. Currently, though, I am the director of operations here at Feminist Book Club, so you may recognize my name around the Feminist Book Club sphere. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lucy Grace with four E's tacked on to the end, where I promise you I am the funniest person you will follow. And this is me dropping my bisexual peace out sign.
Hi, everyone. My name is Phelan Oliver, and I use she, her pronouns. I was born, raised, and reside in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is occupied Ocheti and Wapakut land. I'm a Sun Virgo with a rising Sagittarius and Aries moon. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I love pop culture, discussing mental health, cults, Bigfoot, mermaids, aliens, and anything conspiracy. I'm just really fascinated with the idea of people believing things without having all of the facts. I'm the current podcast editor of Feminist Book Club, digital marketing strategist for Hunt Atkins, host of my own podcast called Human Journey, which is centered around destigmatizing mental health, and I host self-care events. My life is a lifetime movie, so buckle up because you're coming on the ride with me. I'm really into self-care or self-help books because I need them, and I also really like autobiographies, but I'm trying to get more into fiction, so if you have any recommendations, please send them my way. I love consuming audiobooks, so I'll definitely throw out some fun audiobooks that I've listened to. But as a strategist, I really love doing research, so most of my episodes will be fact and research heavy. I'll be breaking down misogyny in pop culture, discussing mental health topics, cults and how they affect women the most, and so much more. And as a single Black woman, I will be discussing my dating experiences during a pandemic. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Phelan Oliver, that's PhalinOliver. And there you can find me dropping inspiration and getting way too personal and sometimes sharing journal entries. Currently, I'm working on my website, but you can also find me there once it's done at PhalinOliver.com. I'm super excited to get to know all of you feminists, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you all.
Hi, my name is Natalia Santana Pollard, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm currently located just outside of Atlanta on land that belonged to the Eastern Cherokee tribe. I'm a Virgo who loves to lounge by the beach, an Afro-Latina from Dominican Republic, which means I love to eat amazing food and dance to bachata, and I'm currently getting a master's degree in public administration with a focus on emergency management and homeland security. I absolutely 100% am a ride-or-die sci-fi and fantasy reader, and I also like nonfiction books, usually about a specific subject area. Go ahead and ask me how many books on bananas I have. Spoiler alert, it's a lot. And I started to dip my toe into biographies and romance novels. My segments will probably be fun takes on some important but fairly academic topic, broken down into what I hope is an easy to understand format. I think it's important for people to be curious and learn more about the world around them, and that's how I approach everything in my life. I also have strong opinions on just about everything, so you'll likely hear me rant about why book lights are clearly an inferior choice to book lamps at some point soon. As the editor-in-chief of the Feminist Book Club blog, my vision for Feminist Book Club is to become a platform not just where people go to read great books, but also to learn about things they've never even considered. If you want to catch up about anything or shoot the shit, you can find me on Instagram at Stitchcraft and Wizardry, a throwback to when it was solely an embroidery account, or on Twitter at Nat San Paul. I also run the official Feminist Book Club Twitter account at FMNST Book Club. Why not feminist spelled out? Because it's too long. That's why. You can also always email me ideas you think we should cover for the blog or things you'd like to hear more about at editor.feministbookclub.com. I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Hey everyone, I'm Christine Ballo. My pronouns are she, her. I live in Denver, Colorado, which is on Cheyenne land. I work remotely as the program's marketing manager for Loyalty Bookstores, which is a Black queer-owned bookstore in DC and Maryland. And it's amazing. You should totally check them out. I'm a biracial Filipina American. I'm in my late 30s. I am bisexual. I am disabled and fabulous. I'm a total mood reader. I love audiobooks. I actually worked for a few years doing quality control editing for audiobooks. So I've listened to hundreds of them for work and for pleasure. I love almost all kinds of genres except horror. I really love literary fiction, sci-fi fantasy, romance, graphic novels, memoirs, narrative nonfiction. I love YA and middle grade. Poetry and short stories haven't always been go-to genres for me, but I've definitely found a greater appreciation for them in the last few years. And since the pandemic, I've noticed that I've been gravitating towards them more and appreciating them even more than before. Reading books by authors of color, queer authors, other marginalized folks, it's super important to me. I love recommending books that might not be on everyone's radar yet. So in my segments, you'll probably hear me talking about audiobooks, book recommendations based on moods, who knows what else. Honestly, I'm a Libra, I'm indecisive, so I'm still figuring it out, but I know it's going to be awesome, whatever it is. Besides books, I love rescue doggies. I love hugging books. I anthropomorphize inanimate objects. And I'm obsessed with Doctor Who and The Good Place. And I love checking things off of lists. That brings me great joy. Anywho, if you want to chat more about books and life, feel free to check me out on Instagram at readingismagical. And on Twitter, I'm not on Twitter as often. Honestly, I just retweet, but I like being there. So if you want to be friends with me there, I'm at readingsmagical. So it's readings, like just the S, no I. I run the social media accounts for Loyalty Bookstores over at Loyalty Books, and I host many of their author events. We've got great programming. So if you're ever going to one of our events, feel free to say hello. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here and chat about books because books are awesome and magical.
Hey, my dudes, I'm Neba, podcast host here on the Feminist Book Club podcast. I use pronouns she, her, hers, and I'm based on Ramaytu Shaloni land, also known as San Francisco, California. But I also live on the internet as Notes by Neba, creating notes to explore plant science through beauty, fashion, and skincare. Each month, multiple times a month, we'll be talking beauty so you can develop your own personal style. I'm a queer, first-generation woman of color, and for historically marginalized groups, including myself, owning beauty cultivates power and image-making. Being liberated from the westernized beauty standards of a patriarchal society makes beauty empowering and a means of self-expression for everyone. Also, I'm a scientist-turned-content creator, making articles, videos, and social media about topics like climate change and cosmetic chemistry. So, we'll also be exploring the universe around us through science, or leaving to go into a fantasy universe to see how science works there. I may even invite some experts to join us along the way. Cosmetic chemists, video producers, content creators, and more. I've been journaling for nearly a decade and have finished over 40 journals, so I'm excited to share my notes with you. If you want to hear or see more about me, you can find me on pretty much any platform. YouTube, Insta, Twitter, TikTok, at Notes by Neba. See you on the next page.
Greetings, friends. I'm Mariquita Guerrera. Pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm presently a denizen of Eugene, Oregon, which is situated on Siuslaw and Kalapuya land. I grew up a voracious reader in the Midwest, and following the advice I received in a dream, seriously, I'm not making this up, went on to get my Bachelor's of Arts degree in creative writing and literature from, and stick with me here because this is a mouthful, the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics at Naropa University. Nobody calls it that. I'm aware I sound a bit pretentious when I phrase it that way. I promise I am not pretentious, but I do like to laugh at myself. Assuming the air of a beatnik was, in fact, my insufferable teenage rebellion. I have always had a penchant for reading anything and everything I can get my hands on, whether a dry reference manual or a giant Russian tome, but the things that give me the most comfort and succor in these our dark times are gothic novels and other books that are just a little bit spooky. If reading something feels a bit like experiencing a fever dream, it's my jam. You'll most likely hear me talking about darker books written by authors from marginalized groups, exploring themes and representation, as well as be subject a bit to my pedantry as I dive deeper into common topics with a shifted perspective.
plus because it can't all be introspection and dissection. Some truly ridiculous finds. If you're looking for me online, you won't find me very many places because I'm an elder millennial, but I do sometimes hang around Instagram at @O_Murray, where I mostly post pictures of my books, my pug, and neat things I've seen while running. One of my favorite things in the world is to connect with folks over books. It is my heart. So I can't wait to share so many of them with you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Feminist Book Club, the podcast. Want to be part of the club? Here's how you can join us. Obviously, subscribe to our podcast and leave a rating and review for brownie points. Follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. All of those links are in the show notes. Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know what our next monthly book pick is. And check out our award-winning monthly book subscription service. Oprah Magazine named it one of their favorite book boxes, and Shonda Rhimes called us one of her favorite subscription boxes in general. There are multiple membership levels for any budget, and it's an excellent way to support the show and the voices you heard today. See you in the club.
A well-read woman is a dangerous creature.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.